Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. You thought we might take a little bit of a break after the draft, but nope, we're back. The Redskins held a press conference for Doug Williams on Monday to recap and wrap up the draft. So Taylor and I had to go, and Mitch had to go, and Doug had some good comments. I then got a one-on-one interview with Doug that we're going to run in this podcast, so you guys will appreciate what Doug has to say. I thought his comments to me about Deion Hamilton really stood out. I also didn't know the guy's name was Deion. I thought it was Sean, but we're all learning.
Sean Deion is what it says.
Right. So, but Doug only calls him Deion. So.
Okay.
But when you're the boss of the football team, you can call people whatever you want.
Yeah.
Taylor's here. Say hi.
Hello.
Hi. Mitch is here.
What's up, guys? We got the bourbon out of JP system, the IPAs out of Taylor's system, and the scotch out of mine, and we're back here ready to go.
We're back, and we're better than ever. Setting the scene, we're back at the picnic table at Redskins Park. It's a nice day. It's a little breezy out here. I'm wearing shorts. I'm a little cold. And for whatever reason, Mitch and Rich are sitting on the same side of the picnic table, and they're going to have to share a mic. So don't expect to hear much from Mitch Tischler tonight.
I'm working on Rich's sharing technique here.
Yeah.
I'm forcing him to share.
Not good.
Yeah, it won't be too successful, I don't think. But we'll give it a go.
What's your takeaway from Doug?
You know, it was pretty much chalk GM talk. I didn't think there were any great any great revelations out of it. But, you know, it was good for them to do that, just follow up on a few different things. But it was hard to get a straight. It looks like you guys might have gotten, you know, I think in the one-on-ones, you might have saved a little bit.
Yeah, he gave us some good stuff on well, Mitch, you tell the story on – I mean, Doug's going to tell it, but what you thought was interesting.
I thought just as we brought up Darius Geis, there's been a ton of Geis talk, and obviously the questions are about his immaturity, and you'll hear Doug talk about it, but Doug basically said he's a 20-year-old kid, and Doug's from Louisiana. He's from Louisiana. He knows the kind of kid he is, and he's not particularly worried about it.
I liked the he's from where I'm from, and yeah, I know this kid. I thought that was cool.
It's a good nugget, and you get a feel for, you know, that Doug really has a feel for who Darius is as a guy.
Well, and think about it. They met with him 3 different times. They, you know, they invested the time, and I think nobody knows what's going to happen. But having met Darius a little bit, Doug kept saying fun-loving and happy and energetic, and all that's true. He seems like he just kind of bounces around everywhere he goes.
I mean, to me, you know, I mean, there was the stuff that it kind of had a, you know, kind of ran the news cycle on maybe Thursday, Friday, Saturday, kind of peaking on Friday.
Are you geist out,
more stuff on Saturday? You know, I want to see him get out on the field. And I also think that by now everything's played out. Nothing more has come out at this point. You know, that would have been the time where some revelation, new revelation would have come out. It hasn't. He's kind of – I'm just saying, my point is he's kind of low on my worry meter right now.
Sure. Well, who's high on your worry meter?
Left guard to an extent. and you know, keep on talking about, you know, we keep talking about moving Ty and Secchi in there.
Now, Doug, what do you think of Doug's response to that? Because he was like, well, Ty's played a little guard.
Yeah.
He seemed kind of interested in the idea, conceptually,
yeah.
Anyway.
Right. And obviously, they played him there last year, so there is some interest in it. Jay, at the end of the year, I asked him about it, and he was kind of, you know, we'll see. Now, it makes it a little more difficult now where you have Trenton Williams recovering from knee surgery, Morgan Moses recovering from ankle surgery, and, you know, everything is kind of up in the air there. So, I, you know, kind of my theory is, I think the way it might play out is you just leave Quanjo there for right now, OTAs, training camp, and maybe even get into the season. And once Jerron Christian, you have confidence in him as your right tackle. I think Secchi could slide out, kick out from left guard to left tackle if Trent is injured again. And I think that might be the way to have him be your starting left guard, but kick him out if you need somebody at left tackle. Jerron Christian is your right tackle.
As we've been talking about more and more about him moving inside, potentially a guard, it kind of turns tackle from a position of strength and depth to real top heavy real quick. So if they make that kind of move, it really kind of – they got to give a couple of these tackles a chance to develop into players who can actually step in and play, whether it's any of the guys who are on the team last year or the Jerron Christian or whoever else it may be.
Nobody covers guards like Rich Taylor.
Well, I was about to say, JP sitting over here looking at flipping through his phone while we're talking about O-line play over here.
I love the O-line. Maybe not as much as you two.
The best part of Doug Williams' availability today was him talking about how no little guy ever makes a big guy look good.
Right.
The big guys make the little guys look good. And I love hearing that from a quarterback, from, you know, one of the pretty boys of the offense. That's,
right.
That's great to hear.
But, I mean, Santana will tell you that. B. Mitch will tell you that.
Absolutely.
Mitch, you're always making me look good.
You know what? That is a very astute point.
I think they'll have to sort out the offensive line situation. You know what I was just thinking about? What the hell is that offensive line going to look like in preseason? Because they're not going to play Trent. Maybe Morgan plays, but
well, you got to play Ty out there.
Yeah,
and, you know, you can't let Jerron Christian protect Alex Smith's blind side.
Right, but like, if Ari is the starting left guard, which is sure today that's the case, who's behind him?
Callis? Tony Bergstrom.
Bergstrom. Here, I will say this. I walking around the facility today, I saw Jordan Reed, and he looked good. Mm-hmm. He was walking on his feet.
That's
no
good.
Crutches, no limps, no nothing. So that's good news.
I would like to see him plant that foot and cut.
I didn't see him do any cutting. I didn't see him do any cutting. It's also very windy out here. I may have mentioned that already, but I'm cold.
Well,
quit bitching.
Soft.
thanks, guys. So, housekeeping? Do we have time for housekeeping?
Yeah.
Another record month on Redskins Talk. Thank you very much to you guys. You're the best. Got a really funny review that I was going to read. Did you guys see it? I think I tweeted it out last night.
Yeah.
See it, Taylor?
I did see it.
It's a good one. So I'm going to try to find that real quick.
Any review that simultaneously takes a shot at Pete, at myself.
Speaking of Pete.
Especially at JP.
I mean, people love taking shots at me, so we're good.
Speaking of Pete, what are we going with Pete?
Give me my damn mic flag back, Pete. You stole my mic flag because you forgot it.
An issue today, Pete.
Yeah.
I know you're becoming a little bit of a superstar.
Yeah, Pete's a star now. He doesn't
turn into a star.
He doesn't have time for us.
Really?
I'll bring him back to earth quickly.
I think Taylor prides himself on bringing Pete back to earth.
I haven't spent enough time around him lately. I will take care of that.
All right.
Quickly.
Here is our review, and this is from KF Richards, and he says RVA needs a pod party. We will deliver to all of our listeners in RVA. We're coming, man. August. We will have a pod party down there. Open to suggestions where, and you know, we want some good beer. All right, but here's the review. Great up-to-date pod on the Redskins. Pete is full of character and is an up-and-coming talent.
Full of something.
Pete is full of character. I'm going to try to read this. Great up-to-date pod on the Redskins. Pete is full of character and is an up-and-coming talent despite the hostile work environment that he has to endure.
Yep.
We take a lot of pride in that, by the way.
It says, then he goes, Mitch needs more airtime as he sees everything from afar and has great insight. Mitch literally can't get more airtime because Tandler won't share the mic with him.
I'm literally grabbing the mic, stealing it from him, trying to get a word in edgewise.
Rich is my guy who refuses to retweet random listeners.
False.
But his stock full of sage Redskins wisdom.
Yes, true. And you're half right there, pal.
And last but not least, JP, who will turn off your mic and give empty promises on beers, all the while giving great interviews and perspectives on all things Redskins. He will, unfortunately, soon find himself on a government-authored list for his unwavering desire to get into Rich's closet. Things get weird on the podcast, but are always informative.
I can't speak to the government list. I can't speak to the government list for JP, but he does buy beers.
He buys the beers.
I was going to come with that. That is false. Sometimes it ends up being NBC buys the Peacock buys it. Yeah. But regardless,
anybody who's
come up and asked JP to pay up, he's paid up.
I appreciate that. Things get weird on the podcast is tremendous. I want that on a T-shirt. Maybe somebody make a T-shirt for me and I'll wear it.
The momentum is real on the front, and things get weird in the back.
That's very well said. I think we're done. We're going to go to Doug Williams. Tandler, you got anything? Look, I know we got a lot of ratings. I'm working on the party. It's going to be in Ashburn. We got some things cooking. We're working on it.
Okay.
Is that fair, Tandler?
That's fair. It'll probably be sometime around an OTA session or a mini camp session.
Yeah, June-ish, we're thinking. And Tandler's going to let us auction off one item of his closet for charity.
You're
going to
be on that list.
For charity, dude. You can't say no to charity.
You're going to be on that list.
I'm getting in Tandler's closet one way or another. Mitch, take us out, dude. Actually, no, we're going to Doug.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Here we are with Redskins personnel boss Doug Williams after what I will say is a very successful draft weekend. What's your overall impression of the eight guys you brought in?
Well, we certainly feel good about these guys and where they fit in with the football team that we have. You know, I've always said from we left training camp last year to today, excluding injuries, we got a pretty good football team. And I think the most important thing, the guys that we draft, is how we fit them in with the team that we already have. I think that's the most important thing.
Well, let's start at the top with a young man, Daron Payne, another Bama guy. You guys are building a pipeline from Tuscaloosa. What could he bring to the defensive line that really struggled on the back half of 2017?
Well, I think with a healthy Jonathan Allen, two guys who played together in college, you mix him in with the guys that we already have, like Stacy McGee and I-Niners and the guys that are up front. I think it'll solidify our defense a little bit in the middle, help us with our run game. I think that's where he comes and help us a lot.
And then let's talk about the second-round pick that a lot of fans are very excited about, Darius Geis. You said you know him. You're from Louisiana. He's from Louisiana. There are questions about his maturity and how he handles himself off the field. Are there any questions about that for you?
Well, to say he's maturity is not a issue here. I think he is a little immature, but he's a fun-loving, football-loving, hard-working guy. And I think the immaturity standpoint, once he get here and he get around all these other players, they going to help him grow up. All other issues, you know, we did what we had to do to find out about this young man, and I think we did a great job, and that's why he's here.
And so none of the off-field concerns other than just he's 20 years old?
We listened, but at the same time, we did our own due diligence. And 20 years old is good. I mean, we got a guy that could be in place for a long time. And we just happened to have a guy at the spot that we picked him in. You're talking about a guy that was picked to go a lot higher than what he did, and for him to be that fast, I think speaks volume.
And then the later rounds, any guy that you're particularly excited about? You got talent, you got good hands, you got speed. Anybody jump for you?
Well, let me say this. I'm excited about all the guys because I think they all can fit in. But I think Deion Hamilton.
Alabama linebacker?
Alabama linebacker that got everybody lined up up front. And here's a guy, you know, when you got a signal caller who can play, got instincts off the chart, we needed that guy. Last year when Mason Foster got hurt, that kind of threw us back a little bit because he was the guy that got everybody lined up. And Deion Hamilton is that kind of guy. I think he's a big find for us where we picked him. And along with the safety from Penn State, Appy, who can run, special team, can be that third safety, can get us out of game. I think that's most important.
And then your last pick, the last pick in the draft, I find it remarkable that the last pick in the NFL draft led the NCAA in receptions. He, to me, looks like a slot guy. You don't really have a backup to Jamison Crowder in this receiver group.
Well, and that's why Jay wanted him a lot earlier, and we thought about it. But we got a couple guys like Strowman to help us with that secondary as a nickel, corner, or what have you, special team. And when Trey Quinn was there, we had to pick Mr. Irrelevant. But when you look at this guy, he's more than relevant because, like you say, he can give us some outside play, but he also can get us some inside play in the slot with great hands and route running.
Doug, thank you very much, and congrats on a job well done.
Thank you. Appreciate it.